it's time for Dive In with the Dean, where we take the plunge into the day's pressing issues and community concerns. And the Dean makes us think.
Terrorism. Tesla terrorism is our topic today on Dive In with the Dean. Dean Erskine, Derek Laughlin, Lucy Ann Lance, Pam Bondi, the U.S. Attorney General. She ain't playing around.
I've made it clear, if you take part in the wave of domestic terrorism against Tesla properties, we will find you, arrest you, and put you behind bars. Today, I am proud to announce that the Department of Justice has unsealed federal charges against another Tesla attacker. We've charged Cooper Frederick in the firebombing of a Tesla dealership that occurred on March 7th in Loveland, Colorado. All of these cases are a serious threat to public safety. Therefore, there will be no negotiating. We are seeking 20 years in prison. The crime was committed in Colorado, and thanks to the great investigative work by the FBI, the defendant was arrested in Plano, Texas. Let this be a warning. You can run, but you cannot hide.
You can run.
Justice is coming.
But you cannot hide. Justice is coming. All right, let's dive in with the Dean here today on the Lucy Ann Lance Show. Dean, can you hear us? He cannot hear us. All right.
We can hear him a little bit, though, breathing, but...
Oh, I don't hear him breathing either.
Hey, Dean.
He cannot hear us. That is so funny.
Yeah, I'm going to turn him off for now. Texted him. He's there, but...
Huh. All right. Well, anyway, that is such a good cut. That clip of Bondi talking about what had happened with that firebombing in Colorado. I think 20 years is about right for a firebombing. Just about right.
Yeah, it's pretty malicious to the very, very least of it.
And then there's the University of Michigan professor who supposedly, well, let me back up on that. We don't really know. People have ID'd him as a film professor at the university, but I've not seen that in any mainstream media. Now, we have a video of this guy in an airport. I think this was in Dallas. You can see him rolling his suitcase. And as he goes between two vehicles, one of them being a Tesla, he pulls out, he's got a key in his hand, and he is running it over the length of the Tesla. But what he didn't know was, and I didn't know this, apparently Teslas are equipped with cameras on the outside of their cars. The camera caught the action. And now people have identified him in several formats across the country. And so he's been outed. I went to the guy that they say it is, to his LinkedIn. It has been taken down. I went to the page on the University of Michigan that is his bio page. That has been taken down. Now, I don't know if it's because this guy was misidentified as being the professor from U of M who keyed it, or did he take it down because he's gotten so much wrath from people around the country after actually seeing this footage?
Boy, I'm sorry I missed the beginning of this. I was, I had my speakers muted here.
We were wondering what was going on.
My apologies.
Okay, so it's worth it. It's worth it to run this again. It's worth it to run again, Dean. So take a listen, and I know you've probably heard this already, but take a listen to Pam Bondi.
I've made it clear, if you take part in the wave of domestic terrorism against Tesla properties, we will find you, arrest you, and put you behind bars. Today, I am proud to announce that the Department of Justice has unsealed federal charges against another Tesla attacker. We've charged Cooper Frederick in the firebombing of a Tesla dealership that occurred on March 7th in Loveland, Colorado. All of these cases are a serious threat to public safety. Therefore, there will be no negotiating. We are seeking 20 years in prison. The crime was committed in Colorado, and thanks to the great investigative work by the FBI, the defendant was arrested in Plano, Texas. Let this be a warning. You can run, but you cannot hide. Justice is coming.
Mm-hmm. Justice is here.
Yeah. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this everything plays out. I did catch Elon Musk, his interview yesterday that they had on the Five, and he's saying, yes, you need to get the foot soldiers, but you also need to get the generals. Who are the people that are really funding this? You know, because there are groups who do pay people to go out and protest. I was listening to a little bit of the Vince show yesterday, and he was talking about how it was so interesting. I believe it was in Columbus, Ohio, where there were a lot of people protesting, and then all at the exact same time they left, which he took it to mean that, okay, our paid time is over. We are now leaving. They all had printouts of the chants that they were supposed to be reading. So what's the old line? They say this is not grassroots, it is AstroTurf. So there are people out there that are definitely doing this and putting this together with their very nicely produced signs. You don't see many that are hand scribbled by people.
Well, you do at the Tesla dealership in Ann Arbor on Jackson Road. And I do know some of the people that have been standing out there and have been going to those protests on the weekend. There's a lone guy that's been standing out there on other times. And because I know who those people are, and many of them are far-left Democrats from Ann Arbor. So this is something that they believe, and they believe that this is going to make a dent in a difference in what's going on in Washington, D.C., which I personally think is ridiculous.
Well, it is, because do you think somebody's going to back down from doing this? And what is Elon Musk guilty of? He is guilty of trying to root out waste and fraud in government. The reason that all of the nice little foot soldiers, all the good little Democrats are going along with this is that there are many people that are in government that are speaking out against it very strongly. And you have to wonder, okay, which politicians are really speaking out against it and why are they?
What are they hiding?
Exactly. There are a lot of people in government. And again, Musk is talking about this too. He said, it's amazing. You see some of these people who are all of a sudden, they went into government and they're making, what, $180,000 a year. And all of a sudden, they become big millionaires. How much money are these people worth? If you check into their net worth, it's like there's money going from somewhere.
It's a fair question.
True. Some people can write books and make money that way. I don't know.
But Dean,
think there's a lot of other money
that's going in. Lobbying.
Well, sure, there's lobbying. And what the lobbying does is that they have it set up very nicely in government where you can get money, you can fundraise and use it for your reelection. But if you don't use it, then you can keep it. Mm. It's yours. What's wrong with this picture?
There's a lot wrong with it. That's not.
There's a lot. There's a lot
partisanal,
wrong.
So I mean, both sides are doing that. But
well, yeah. I mean, I'm saying this is not something that I think is just a Democrat or a Republican thing. I think it is, though, far more on the left than it is on the right, because breaking rules. There are people on the left who break rules more so than people on the right.
Well, they're just under
and
the,
you could say,
under the
and you could
more.
Say, for example, Derek, let me just, you know, finish this thought, is that if somebody is objecting, if I object to somebody's bumper sticker, frankly, I really don't care. I've lived in Michigan and Southeast Michigan long enough that I know I'm going to see a lot of bumper stickers that I'm going to roll my eyes at. I'm never going to do anything to that vehicle. But there are people on the left who get very triggered by signs and by bumper stickers. Lucy Ann, you and I have told the story about an acquaintance and friend of ours who told us a story off the air about in his Ann Arbor neighborhood. This was back when Romney was running for president. He was approached by one of his neighbors because he had a Romney sign in his yard. And, of course, this is a very liberal Ann Arbor neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. And this woman approached him, and she says, you know, you really need to get rid of that sign in our neighborhood. And he said, well, you have an Obama sign. She said, yeah, but that's different.
Yeah.
And it was a, and this was a true story. I, you know, the guy wasn't lying right. to us. I mean, it's like, yeah, I, you know, I've been there. People feel that they are entitled and it's justified in doing these kinds of things. And I think that's what's keying all of these protests
keying,
against
I
Tesla.
Get it. So I want to ask you a question, though, in regards to the mission that Elon Musk has to root out fraud and waste in government. I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
But could
Same
it
here.
Have been done in a way that didn't impact, even for a short time, food banks and other kinds of places that receive these funds that now are wondering how they're going to do the good work that they have been doing? And in some cases, I think people are getting a little bit overly excited about some of the cutbacks because money is being moved to other divisions or departments within the federal mm-hmm. government. For, and I'll give you an example of that. I was really concerned about what's going to happen to the special needs type of money that goes into the schools when the Department of Education was dismantled. Well, it's been announced that they're moving that over to, was it Health and Human Services, if I remember correctly, which kind of makes sense.
Sure,
and I don't know why it being over there would have better control, but that's what they think. You know, that's what the Trump administration thinks. So it's not going away. It's not like that money is disappearing. But there are some pains right now. We're hearing from food gatherers and other places that, you know, they're having some problems. And I don't know, couldn't this have been done without that, without making all these agencies so frightful about losing funding and not being able to help the most vulnerable among us?
Well, weren't you the one that told me you had somebody from one of these organizations on the air and in the interview? It was Meals on Wheels, I believe it was, that said that the money comes from the government, and then it goes to all these different places, and everybody takes a little chunk
yeah,
of
that,
it.
Yeah, that was Barbara Neese, along, that was Barbara Neese Mays, who right. Now runs Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels.
So maybe you need to stop these programs for a while, root out all these people that are taking little chunks of it all along the way
yeah.
for all of their projects. And get it cleaned up.
Yeah. In the case,
frankly, I think the biggest thing with these is that it is your local community that needs to step up and needs to donate, you know, to the causes.
Well, they do. But I think that, you know, it takes more money than that.
All right. But the thing is that it would have never have been a problem with all this, if all this fraud and waste
yeah.
had not been made in government.
Well, and to her point when she was on the show, her point was that money that comes in for the food bank, it goes to the state, then the county, and the state and the county are taking their chunks, then it's parceled out to these individual organizations.
And for what? What are they taking it for?
I don't know. That's a good question. Why does it need to go through so many hands? And she did say, she goes, I know that, you know, it makes sense to send it to the states. You know, you can't have the federal government sending to every little nook and cranny out there. I get
sure.
that.
Sure.
But, you know, when it passes through so many hands and so much money being peeled off of it, what's left?
Exactly. Derek, you were going to make a point earlier.
It was
a while ago. So
no, you're good. You're good. No, you're fine. Obviously, violence and premeditated attacks, clearly you do deserve a pretty hefty sentence. That's, you know, if it's not your property. I mean, if you bought a Tesla and you want to ruin it, that's sure. But
it's yours. You can do what you want with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but it's
but
not
don't
yours
you want to compare
firebombing.
This? Don't you want to compare this to something? And I want to hear Dean's answer to this, because it is a good question. You wanted to compare it to what happened on January 6th. And why?
Well, in the fact that like something so specific is targeted, but just to get in front of this, yeah, you can't terrorize other people's property. Or,
and wouldn't that be true of what
sold.
Happened at the U.S. Capitol as well, Dean? Or what is the
I
difference
don't think
there?
So I mean, look at all the how many other state capitals have been overrun by leftists.
And nothing's done. Or street corners taken over for protests, as we've seen.
I don't think they killed two cops. You know what? We are comparing apples and oranges here, you know, in this. And I would be happy to have a discussion about
January 6th. Well, wait. You said they killed who? You said they killed who, Derek?
Two cops.
No, these cops died later. They did not kill cops. Okay. No, they did not.
Okay.
No.
One die of a heart attack the next day?
Yeah, one died of a heart attack the next day. It was a natural causes thing. And I'm so tired of hearing people in government in all these hearings and in the media on the left saying that there were cops killed that day. There were not cops killed. There was one person killed. It was Ashley Babbitt.
I'm for peaceful protests, but not when you storm Capitol building. But that's not the topic today.
Exactly. So. That's not a topic, and we can have that discussion at another time. We're talking about people's personal property that is being targeted, and you're not hearing anybody in government on the Democrat side speaking out against it unless somebody's come out today. Mm. I saw a video, and you and I may have talked about this. It was last year where there was this guy in New York that has a summer home in Florida in the Keys in the winter. And he keyed a truck in a Winn-Dixie parking lot that had a Let's Go Brandon bumper sticker on it. Well, a camera caught him, and the video has gone online. And you got it. If you haven't seen it, you really need to see it. It's a 62-year-old man. The police come up, the body cam is out there, and he says, well, we're here to arrest you for, and it's a felony. That's because it's over $5,000 of damage. And how many court cases has he has to, how much lawyer fees has he had to pay? I checked on it this morning. It's down to a misdemeanor. But if it stays, these Tesla things as felonies, these people can lose the right to vote.
And we, at the start of this, talked about that U of M professor supposedly who, you see the footage of him keying a Tesla as well. I don't understand it. I don't know why they would want to touch someone else's property who had nothing to do with this. It just boggles the mind. People are nuts. Absolutely
and
nuts.
And nuts are. These people that own these Teslas probably have the same political views as they do.
Thanks, Dean. Dive in with the Dean Erskine. Our thanks to Derek Laughlin, our producer. I'm Lucy Ann. Make it a great day.